With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. As government forces and soldiers regroup, Syrian insurgents have entered the key city of Aleppo.
In a statement, Syria's armed forces say to absorb a large attack on Aleppo, it is redeploying, preparing for a counterattack. It says the fighters have not established bases or checkpoints yet, but video from Aleppo shows insurgents outside police headquarters in the city center and by the old citadel. The surprise takeover is a blow to President Bashar Assad, who regained full control of Aleppo in 2016 after expelling insurgents and thousands of civilians. I'm Mimi Matkar.
Tens of thousands of Spaniards marching in the streets of Valencia 1 month after devastating floods and are demanding the resignation of regional officials who bungled the emergency response. Authorities say more than 230 people died in the floods. Also at SRNnews.com, very heavy snow in upstate New York, likely through the weekend into Monday.
Make sure your car is fully outfitted with an emergency kit. That means you have everything that you need in case you should happen to get stuck alongside of the road.
Erie County Executive Mark Polenkar says conditions will be life-threatening.
There are going to be wind chills in the single digits over the next 48 hours. The teens are going to be normal. We haven't experienced cold weather yet, so make sure you're prepared. If you're going out, you have to dress accordingly.
In the meantime, the Buffalo Bills and the NFL bracing for the storm ahead of Sunday night's game against the San Francisco 49ers. Plows and backhoes already at the stadium. Police officer fatally shot in a suburban Chicago area after responding to a report of a man leaving a bank with a gun. Oak Park Police say 40-year-old Detective Alan Reddins is dead. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in Australia.
The government has decided to withdraw a bill that would have given a media watchdog power to monitor digital platforms and require them to keep records about misinformation and so-called disinformation on their networks. Christian leaders and free speech advocates warned the legislation would have made it dangerous to quote the Bible on hot-button social issues such as homosexuality. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A conservative Catholic legal group suing Illinois over a landmark state law enshrining a fundamental right to abortion and requiring insurance companies to cover the procedure. The suit, filed in federal court in Chicago by the Thomas More Society, argues Illinois is violating the First Amendment and the 14th Amendment rights of the plaintiffs. It also argues the state's in violation of the Comstock Act of 1873. This is SRN News. Small number of Massachusetts lawmakers taking on the tobacco industry.
The legislators are hoping to persuade their colleagues to support a proposal that would make the state the first to adopt a ban meant to eliminate the use of tobacco products over time. Other locations have weighed similar generational tobacco bans. The bans phase out the use of tobacco products based not just on a person's age, but on the birth year. Lawmakers plan to file the proposal next year.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Authorities say a house has exploded in Jefferson City, Missouri, injuring six people. Cause of the blast under investigation. Authorities do say the home was so badly damaged, the fire department's special ops rescue team had to tunnel in through debris to reach the last occupant. It took more than 3 hours to reach all of the victims. Three of them are in critical condition. More details at SRNnews.com.